Greetings, Radio Land. This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And we do greet you, Radio Land, in the name of Jesus. Thanking God for our great pastor. Thanking God how he's leading and guiding us with the Word of God. And at this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, evangelists, to our elders, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day. We're glad to be with you. We are God's covenant church. We are the church of God, and we are established in Jesus' name. His name is the Word of God. We are Jews. We are Israelites. We are true followers of Christ. And I'm grateful for the anointing that's gone on from Moses and all the prophets, our great Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy, for the stand they took in holiness, keeping God's commandments, keeping God's word. They were holy vessels, and now they are with the Lord. And we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. I want to speak to you today a little bit about how the Lord come to save. The Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, because that's what he came to do, to save his people from sin. And it's according to the commandment. It's according to God's word. Our Deacon Dale wrote this song. Our Elder Batiste will sing at this time, "According to Thy Commandment."
Blessed are the undefiled who walk in the law of the Lord. How blessed am I that keep his testimonies and seek him with the whole heart, and do no iniquity, and through a teaching by thy word diligently, commandment. That's the way that I live, and thy word is the breath of life for me. My portion is instruction, yea, in them is my delight. Teach me the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Guide me with good judgment, for I believe in all of thy commandments. And angels being heaven sent, I follow and I obey, according to the commandments. That's the way that I live, and thy word is the breath of life for me. Thy hands have made and fashioned me, Lord, continually give understanding that I may stay that vessel who strive to fear the Lord, living holy, walking perfect. I'm free from sin, according to the commandment. That's the way that I live, and thy word is the breath of life for me. According to the commandment, that's the way that I live, and thy word is the breath of life for me. It's for me.
Is that beautiful? The breath of life. God's word gives you life. It is literally how we breathe in the spirit. Yes. Thank God for our Deacon Debbie. She's going to make these announcements before our Sister Tatum come forth with a poem. Deacon Debbie, thank God.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now I'm the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. Thank God for our Sister Tatum. She has a book of poems, and if you're interested, you contact us at area code 323-754-8302, and we will get this book of poems to you. You will enjoy them. This time, Sister Tatum, thank God.
God's great law. Oh Lord, I love you. Yes, it's true. I'll be forever indebted to you to keep your law deep in my heart and never ever let it depart out of my life, out of my soul. Oh Lord, my God, is so good to behold. Your law is real. Your law is true.
Thank God.
Your law is sacred. Your law is you. Your law is forever, beginning to the end. Bless me to keep it forever, to stay free from all sin. I'm honored, I'm privileged, and greatly blessed too, for a merciful Savior who gave a law that's so pure, a law that he gave for me to obey. And I'm just wise enough to do what it say. It's a blessing if you keep it, and it's a cursing if you don't.
Thank
the
God.
Blessing, you'll go to heaven, and the cursing, you won't.
Isn't that beautiful? Thank God for you, Sister Tatum. Thank God for our Elder Miles accompanying her. If you get this book of poems, it does not come with the accompaniment. You'd have to imagine our Elder Miles playing. So we thank God for our Sister Tatum and Elder Miles, and I'm grateful for our Elder Batiste, wonderful songstress.
Yes. Yes.
We're working on that project so we can get you some of her material that she sings.
Yes.
It's a project. We're working on that. Now, Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people.
Yes.
We believe in keeping God's word. And we believe because God gave his word and commanded us to obey, we can do it. Because it's all about believing. I believe God. And the Lord said, I will put no more on you than you're able to bear. I believe that. Now let's go to Isaiah 59 and 1. And for the record, we here at 425 Laconia Boulevard, we're not bashing anyone but the devil and false teaching. And I can only go by what I understand. We're here to sow seed.
Yes.
It's up to you to believe what God is saying. If you don't understand, keep God's commandments and you will. If you don't believe you should keep God's commandments, if you feel like the commandments is something other than the God's word, that's you. We're just sowing seed. It takes God to open up your understanding. There are many laws in the scripture, and that was given. But there's one divine law, and it's called God's word. It's called the commandments. They're all the same. It's called the word. And that's who Jesus is, the word.
Yes.
Now in Isaiah 59 and 1, evangelist, what does it say?
Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save.
So the scripture's letting you know God's hand, and God's hand is his word. God's hand is his anointed. And God can use anything to be his hand. It's not shortened that it cannot save.
Mm-hmm.
Now we read the scripture, I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. And the scripture also says, with God, all things are possible. The Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save what?
Neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear.
Many times we feel like God don't hear our prayer. If you live for God, if you believe God, you know that God does hear our prayer. It may seem like sometimes he don't hear it because of the trials and tests we may go through, or that the enemy is putting upon us, or we find ourselves in. But God hears. He doesn't hear a sinner's prayer. But we that worship God in spirit and in truth, God hears.
Yes.
Now let's go to Matthew's 1 and 20 to be clear of this statement. God's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, because so many Christians feel like, well, I'm saved, but I'm yet sinning. If you're yet sinning, you are not saved from sin. Because to be saved from sin means you don't sin anymore. Now let's get a good understanding of what the Lord's mission was and is. Matthew's 1 and 20, evangelist.
But while he thought on these
talking
things.
Talking about Joseph. While he thought on these things, what?
Behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph.
What?
Thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife.
Why?
For that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost.
God is doing this, so don't be afraid of this. And we that live for God shouldn't be afraid, because he that hath begun a good work is able to perform it.
Yes.
And will
yes.
perform it.
Yes.
That beautiful wreath.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And she shall bring forth a son.
Now all of this came to pass. Mary's going to bring forth a son. What?
And thou shalt call his name Jesus.
That's his name. That came to pass. And what?
For he shall save his people from their sins.
So that's what the Lord came to do. To save us from sin. Many say, well, he came to die on the cross. He did that too. But it's to save us from sin. Remember, Jesus is the Word. Now let's hold that. Let's go to James. We're coming right back.
All right.
Just thought of this.
Mm-hmm.
Just came to my mind. James, I believe it's 1.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And I believe it's the 21.
Mm-hmm.
James 1 and 20. Remember, he came to save us from sin.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Lord came to do. Now, James 1 and 21 says what?
Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness.
Now, that's something we have to do if we want God to save us. Stop your shenanigans. Let's lay aside all filthiness,
superfluity.
It's something we have to do. What?
Of naughtiness and receive with meekness.
What?
The engrafted word.
Let's receive Jesus. The engrafted word.
Which
what?
Is able
what?
To save your soul.
So the word is able to save us. Because that's what it comes to do. The word saved Abraham, Noah, and all before Jesus. And all with Jesus and all after. It's the word because Jesus is the word. Just he was made flesh and died for us.
Yes.
Then he went back to being nothing but the Word, without
right.
flesh, without being a son. That beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go back there again, Matthew.
Mm-hmm.
He come to save his people from sin. Matthew's 1
mm-hmm.
and 21. What does it say?
And she shall bring forth a son.
Mary is going to bring forth a son. What?
And thou shalt call his name Jesus.
What?
For he shall save his people from their
sins. Isn't
that
beautiful? So, I've been saved from sin. I was a sinner. Now, how do I know I've been saved? Because I don't covet.
All right.
I don't bear false witness. I don't steal. I don't commit adultery. I don't kill. I honor the father and the mother. I remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. I don't take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. I don't make any graven images unto God. I have no gods before me.
All right.
Before God. I'm saved from sin. If you commit any sin in this life, it's in those 10 precepts, which is called God's word. It's against those 10 precepts.
Yes.
Because sin is the transgression of God's law. Now, if he come to save us from sin, if we obey the word, it will keep us from sinning. How plain is that?
Yes.
But in order to be saved from sin, something we have to do.
All right.
Let's go to Acts 3 and 18.
Mm-hmm.
That beautiful? So we have to show forth, Lord, I want to change my life. We may come to God in weakness, but once we are prepared by the one that is sent before him, preparing the way that he might enter into our life, once we obey and we are prepared, then God comes in and keeps us.
Mm-hmm.
And we're prepared by the word. You're prepared by stop doing the things you know to do that's wrong. And as you come to learn more about what God is all about, what God is requiring,
all right.
yield to it.
All right.
Yes.
God gives us strength, encouragement, and the help we need to obey.
All right.
Acts 3 and 18, what does it say?
But those things which God before had showed by the mouth of all his prophets.
What?
That Christ should suffer, he hath so fulfilled.
So we know he came to die for our sins. He come to save his people from sin. He's fulfilled that.
Yes.
And he's yet fulfilling that. Read.
Repent ye therefore and be converted.
Now listen, that's what we have to do. If you want to be saved, turn, repent.
Yes.
therefore, and be converted. Now understand that the scripture says the law of the Lord, that's his word, is perfect. It converts the soul. Because if you were any of these that's against God, if you transgress any, if you were a killer, if you stop, say, Lord, I want to be saved. I want to live for you and please you. That's conversion.
Yes.
Then we begin to learn more and more about what killing really is in the depths of what killing is. Not just a natural act. It's a way of thinking against one. And on and on and on. Repent ye therefore, be converted, what?
That your sins may be blotted
out. So God blots out our sins as we yield ourselves to God. As we turn from our wicked ways. And many are in the church and yet sinning and say they're called by his name. Sinners in Zion, eating their own bread, wearing their own apparel, got their own doctrine, but not obeying God. You're not saved from sin, but God's hand is not short. You just will not obey, or you don't have knowledge.
All right.
Read.
Maybe
when
that
may be blotted out when the times.
Time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord.
What?
And he shall send Jesus.
Now remember,
Christ.
He's going to send the Lord after you repent and turn. And how do you repent and turn? Someone has got to prepare you. There's John. There's Elias, that forerunner, to prepare the way of the Lord. Once you obey the messenger, stop having all these gods before God. When God bring you knowledge, obey. Then the Lord will come into your heart. Then he will come, the Holy Ghost will come and make his abode when you begin to obey God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
Which before was preached unto you.
What?
Whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution.
What?
Of all things which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets.
When?
Since the world began.
For Moses, what?
For Moses truly said unto the fathers.
What?
A prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren.
What?
Like unto me.
So the Lord came just like Moses. And I know so many churchgoers don't like to talk about Moses because Moses represents the law. Moses represents God's word. Moses represents the commandments.
All right.
But Jesus came just like him.
Mm-hmm.
Of your brethren, like unto me, what?
Him shall ye hear.
Him shall ye hear.
In all things.
In all things, what?
Whatsoever he shall say unto you.
Let's go to Matthew 5.
All right.
5 and 17. Let's see what Jesus said.
All right.
Because so many say they love the Lord, say they're living for the Lord, but they're not obeying the things he had to say.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew 5 and 17. What does it say?
Think not.
Now he's just like Moses. He was raised just like Moses. That's great honor.
All right.
Think not
that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets.
So the Lord didn't come here to destroy the law. He came here obeying the law.
All right.
And I believe the scripture says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So we should have the same mind to not destroy God's law, which is his word, but obey.
Yes.
Think not I've come to destroy the law of the prophets. What?
I am not come to destroy.
What?
But to fulfill.
So we should have that same mind obeying what he says. Read.
For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth
what?
Pass, one jot
what?
Or one tittle
what?
Shall in no wise pass from the law
what?
Till all be fulfilled.
Well, I believe the Lord has gone back to only being God, not just the Son, but only being God. But heaven and earth are still here, and the law has not passed.
All right.
Until you fulfill it.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't fulfill it in one way, you fulfill it in another. It's a cursing if you don't and a blessing if you do. Read.
Whosoever,
Whosoever, what?
Therefore.
That means don't make any difference what you call yourself as a churchgoer. Whosoever means whoever it is.
All right.
What?
Therefore shall break one of these least commandments.
So wait a minute. So it's just a day. it may be least to you. Say, well, it's just a little lie. Well, it's a small little God. Well, I'm not making any gravy. I mean, it's just a little bitty angel. But the Lord said, whosoever shall break one of these least commandments, what?
And shall teach men so,
what?
He shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven.
And why? Because those that are in heavenly places in the kingdom of God, we're in the kingdom now. Our hope and faith is that we will continue
in
the kingdom. We're in the kingdom now.
Mm-hmm.
When you're in God's word, when you're in the will of God, you're in the kingdom of God.
Yes.
You're in the spirit, you're in the kingdom of God.
Yes.
And we want to continue.
Yes.
But we in the kingdom call that one least because they know God's will and won't do it or teach against it.
All right.
But so many don't even know it. What?
But whosoever shall do and teach
them. Now this is what God is saying. This is what the Lord considers great.
Mm-hmm.
Whosoever shall do it
and teach
it what?
The same shall be called great.
What?
In the kingdom of heaven.
Now wait a minute. We may not be called great in the Baptist church. We may not be called great in these churches grandma used to go to.
All right.
But in the kingdom of heaven, you're considered great.
All right.
Now I'm concerned about what God is concerned about. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to Acts again. 3.
Mm-hmm.
Acts 3 and 22. Let's read that again.
All right.
So we're not concerned about what man will say, what man can do unto us. It's about what God says and what God will do. 3 and 22, what does it say? For Moses,
go ahead, Pastor.
Truly,
said
unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me.
Mm-hmm.
Him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. Read.
Mm-hmm. 3 and 22. And it shall come to pass that every soul.
Now listen to what God is saying. Every soul, what?
Which will not hear that prophet.
Talking about the Lord.
Shall be destroyed.
He came just like Moses. He said, think not that I've come to destroy the law or the prophets. If we don't want to hear that, what?
Hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people.
Oh, so Jesus wouldn't do that. If he don't, he's lying. But the scriptures don't lie, and those that wrote it are being moved by God to do it, to say it. That beautiful? St. John 5 and 39, let's go there. I believe the scripture above what one is saying if it don't complement or match the scripture. If it's saying other than what the scripture is saying, I believe the scripture.
All right.
I believe God. But others will come along and try to make provisions for one's flesh. But God said clearly what he's saying.
All
5 and 39, what does it say?
Search the scriptures.
Search the scriptures.
For in them ye think ye have eternal life.
Now the eternal life is in the scriptures. The word is eternal life. It's in the scripture. You have to find the word. God is in the scripture. But every scripture is not about God. The devil's in the scripture. The devil is not eternal life. Man is in the scripture. He's not eternal life, but eternal life is God's word.
Yes.
It's the commandments. It's forever. Yes. It's God.
Yes.
It's all the same.
Mm-hmm.
What?
And they are they which testify of me.
What?
And ye will not come to me that ye might have life.
Why?
I receive not honor from men.
It's all about what men think for those that don't care about God.
Mm-hmm.
Have more care about what people will think than what God is calling for. What?
But I know you that ye have not the love of God in you.
He said, I know you.
Mm-hmm.
That you have not the love of God in you, but what?
I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not.
What?
If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive.
Now let's go to Matthew 19 and 16.
All right.
Because he came in his Father's name, which was his own name.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful? And the scripture testifies of him.
Yes.
Because the word is testifying of Jesus. Jesus is the word. Eternal life is testifying of Jesus, because Jesus is forever.
Yes.
It's God.
All right.
Matthew's 19 and 16. What does it say?
And behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?
That's all about eternal life. Now remember, search the scriptures, for in them you think ye have eternal life. They are they that testify of me. So eternal life is talking about Jesus.
All right.
What?
And he said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one.
What?
That is God.
What?
But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments.
How plain is that?
That's plain.
So if you want to enter into eternal life, keep the commandments, because the commandments are forever.
Yes.
It's eternal life. It's God. It is the Word. Read it again.
Mm-hmm.
If thou...